Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. I was in a foreign country the other day and was teaching Sunday school and was asked or made a statement about, I was being asked about the ministries and I made a statement, the reason God is blessed because God said that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and mercies by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. And in a very sincere gesture, a man raised his hand and I said, yes, sir. He said, why does that not work for us? Why does God not bless us? Why has God blessed America so? And why is God not blessing our country? And boy, I tell you, that sent me to searching. It sent me to doing some soul searching. And it sent me to ask the question, why has God blessed America? Yesterday, we looked at the thought that God has blessed America because it was founded on just principles. Psalm 33:12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. And so the fact that we were founded on just principles. But then I thought about, why has God blessed America? Well, secondly, the book of Genesis, chapter number 12, verse number 3, the Lord speaking to Abraham, and he said to Abraham, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And of course, we know that this was a blessing that was given to Abraham, and the larger prophetic view of this was that all nations would be blessed through the coming of the Messiah, through our Lord Jesus Christ, all the families of the earth would be blessed. But I thought about this passage, I thought about this phrase, the United States is blessed of God because not only we're founded on just principles, but also because of our friendship with the Jews. Do you realize that up until just recent days that the most populous country in the world as far as the Hebrew race was the United States? And I think we've just now passed maybe that break-even point, but up until just recently, the United States had more Hebrews than even the nation of Israel. And God has said that he would bless them that bless thee. He would curse them that curse thee. We've seen what happens to nations that curse the Jews. Of course, we saw what happened to Hitler and to Germany and to all of the Third Reich and all of those things. We even saw what happened to England when she turned her back on the nation of Israel and pulling out and allowing the Arab nations to attack Israel in its inception in 1948. And God once again withdrew his blessings from, at that time, the greatest nation on earth, well, certainly one of the greatest nations. But friendship with the Jews, and God has blessed the friendship and the relationship between the United States and Israel. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East and is a close ally and a close friend of this nation. And yet at the same time, there is, of course, a brewing storm that the scripture says will get worse. But in the latter times, all nations will turn against Israel and all nations will oppose her. And of course, we're seeing that fulfilled on the news. And with this current administration, we're seeing that fulfilled each and every day. But I want you to understand that we are blessed and have been blessed because as Christians, we have a Jewish Messiah. And so this was fulfilled specifically in this passage. But there is a greater truth here that all nations would be blessed. Those that bless them, God would bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Some of the greatest inventions of our time in the United States have been by those of Jewish heritage. And I could go on and on, but may I say, God help a nation who turns its back upon the children of Israel, because with that, we will lose the blessings of God and, matter of fact, invoke the very cursings of God upon our land. Father, I pray that you would help us. We pray that you would we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, O God, that you would help us to continue to be allies with thy people. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.